in the mitzvah of vidui, which we say every morning during slichas, we say on Yom Kippur five times on Yom Kippur itself, and one time in Erev Yom Kippur in the Shemoneh Esrei. So the halacha is that it has to be said when a person is standing. Means a person should not be leaning when he's saying the vidui in such a way that if the support was withdrawn, he would not be able to stand anymore. Once he's leaning in such a way, it's not called standing anymore. It has to be said in Shemoneh Esrei. We said in Yom Kippur Shemoneh Esrei because of the halacha is a person that's supposed to be misvada lifnei Hashem, and Shemoneh Esrei is a person that's standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam points out that a person says, when he says vidui, a person is supposed to mention what he has done wrong, and that's why we say the al chet. But a person is aware of a specific aver which he has done, a person should mention that in the vidui itself. A person should also mention the fact that he is planning not to do it again. We fulfill that on Yom Kippur. At the end of the vidui, there's a vidui which we say that Hashem says, we ask Hashem that I should not sin again. We are mentioning the idea that we do not plan to do this again. A person should also ask Mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Merkel Araveris, and we mention that in Slach Lonu, Mechal Lonu, Kaper Lonu. That's how we fulfill those halachas of vidui. If a person has an individual, even though the halacha is, Shemoneh Esrei normally has to be said quietly, on Yom Kippur, a person is allowed to say it a little bit louder if it helps his concentration. But if a person is mentioning a specific aver which he has done, that should be mentioned quietly, because you should not. It's not somebody else's business what you've done wrong within you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not proper to mention that. If a person has in some way damaged somebody else, so the process of vidui is not ready yet until he has also finished the tshuva on the aveira, which means he is some way, he has appeased the other person, and if there's any monetary compensation, he has arranged for that also. A person has it appeased, which we'll talk about tomorrow, the process of appeased, and also he's arranged for financial compensation. Shir will start, Bez Hashem, at 1:15, and dismissal today will be at 5:20. Have a good morning and have a good day.